Beis Das, Hey Dalit, Ram Hey Gimel, and Beis, second to bottom line. So, we have so many different Shitas. We have the Shita of Rabbi Gamliel, the Shita of Rabbi Yoshua, the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, and the Shita of, I believe, Rabbi Yossi, Aglili. So now the Gemara says all different Shitas about exactly when something is omeid on the Mizbeach, when it comes down, when it doesn't. Now the Gemara says, Mincha haba b'snei atma, a mincha that's brought by itself. Okay? A mincha that's brought by itself. Such a thing as a cover mincha. Right? So, l'divrei kulon lo teirei. According to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua, lo teirei. Why? According to Rabbi Yoshua, it's ro'ei l'ishim. That was his criteria. Mincha is ro'ei l'ishim. It goes up to the fire, gets burnt. And according to Rabbi Gamliel, it's ro'ei for the mizbeach. According to Rabbi Shimon, it could be brought by itself, and it doesn't come because of something else. It could be brought individually. So according to the three of them, lo teirei. L'divrei Rabbi Yossi haglili v'Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Yossi haglili v'Rabbi Akiva, teirei. Why? Because according to them, as we said yesterday, that the only time we say lo teirei is by an animal or a bird, not by a mincha. Mincha haba im hazevach. What about a mincha that accompanies a zevach? It accompanies a carbon, which many karbanos did that. But they had a mincha accompanying it. So what about that mincha? So, l'divrei Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yoshua, lo teirei. According to them, according to Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yoshua, lo teirei. It doesn't come down. Why not? Because it's roi for the mizbeah and for ishim. So roi. It doesn't come by itself. So some of them are going to have a problem with that. But they don't. That's their criteria. L'divrei kulon teirei. But according to everybody else, it has to come down. Why? According to Shimon, it comes down. It doesn't come by itself. It only is coming because of something else. What's the something else? The carbon. It's coming because of the carbon. And according to Yosef Lulu and Rekiva, because it's not an ola. Right? It's not an ola, it's not an animal, it's not a bird. What about Nitzachim Habon Bifne Atman? What about wine that's brought by itself? He wants to bring a wine carbon. Machlokas, actually, where that wine goes. We can have it later. Some say it goes on the Mizbeah. And Gemara is going to ask, well, if you sprinkle the wine on the Mizbeah, you're dousing the flame. Right? It's wine, it's wet. How could that be? You're not allowed to do that. But if the carbon, the whole... Others seem to say, no, maybe you just pour it down the Amma. That's your Nedava. Either way, seems to be over here that it's going on the Mizbeah. We're talking about, whether or not it's Yerid or not. Nesachim haba b'fnei atman. What about Nesachim? You want to bring a wine carbon. So a little different. Kulon yerdu. According to everybody, it comes down. Why? According to Yeshua, it comes down because when does it go on the Mizbeah? It's not royal the Mizbeah. It always gets poured on the island. Right? According to Yosef, a little Kiva, it doesn't have an ola. Right? It's not ola. Wine ola. It's not an animal. It's not a bird. With the Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon, lo yerdu. But according to them, it doesn't come down. Why not? According to Rabbi Gamliel, because it's roi for the mizbeah. And according to Rabbi Shimon, because it comes by itself. These are their criteria, so they're fine. Next, what about Nesachim Avon im hazevach? What about Nesachim that only come with the wine? With the carbon. So now, l'divrei kulon yerdu. According to everybody, it comes down. Except for Rabbi Gamliel. Why, according to everybody, does it come down? Why? According to Rabbi Yoshua, because it's not roi for ishim. It's not roi to be burned like that. According to Rabbi Shimon, it doesn't come by itself. According to Rabbi Yosef, clearly, and Rabbi Akiva, because it's not an ola. But l'divrei Rabbi Gamliel l'chudei, lo yerdu. According to Rabbi Gamliel himself, it doesn't come down. You know why? Because it's roi from the mizbeah. Okay? Now the Gemara says, pshita. But that was all obvious. That was all obvious. Wasn't obvious to us because we needed these examples to explain all their shittos. But it's really obvious. There's no chiddush here. What about this? That's a plug it in. He holds, okay, so he's going to say this. He holds, it's all obvious. So the Gemara says one thing. Mincha haba b'fnei atzma itzrichalei. I needed it for the case of myself, ukidurava, within the shita of Rava, Amar Rava. The Rabbi said, "Mitzadev adam mincha tzachem b'chol yom." A person can bring a mincha every day. Apparently, apparently there was a machlokes, or there is a machlokes, whether a mincha can be brought by itself, and comes along Rava and says, no, it's the shukhet. So within that shita, so private, I don't know. Private. So the Gemara says, then why are you having a, it's very wordy. So then it's been nishma and kid the Rava. So just say, they're arguing about Rava. Why do you have to be so wordy and tell the whole case? The whole thing is, whether or not they hold like Rava. So say, do they hold like Rava? Rava came after these people. These people are tanoim. But it means the shita that Rava would record, right? So the Gemara says, you're right. Misachim habod in hamazevach istrichalei. Now the question was, misachim that are brought together with the carbon. Now, the halacha is, if I bring the carbon on a Tuesday, so what do? I take the animal, I bring it to the Beis Hamikdash on a Tuesday, and I offer it on a Tuesday. There's a halacha that the misachim don't have to be brought on that Tuesday. It could be brought Wednesday, maybe even Thursday, maybe even next Tuesday. You don't have to bring a mamash that day. So, become a karv lehu lemachar. You could bring the misachim tomorrow, or the day after that. So now, on a Tuesday, I brought the carbon. Now I'm coming Friday morning, Thursday morning, with my wine. How is that wine treated now? Is it treated as an individual wine carbon? Or is it treated as coming together with the carbon, even though the carbon's long brought? We saw him later. He didn't have wine when he brought the carbon. The carbon he wanted to get right away. He didn't want to wait with that. You don't have to bring the wine right away. You can bring it later. So I'll bring it later. And maybe he wanted to come back to the Beit HaMikdash, another opportunity, whatever it is. I think he has 10. The Rashi has said it's 10 days. Rashi says, it's the Rashi, it's the last Rashi before the Mishnah. L'Rish Lakish L'Ash Me'inan. The L'Rish Lakish, I'm sorry, L'Rish Shimon. A person can bring his carbon today. He can bring it. You have 10 days to bring it. So he brought it on Tuesday. Now Thursday he comes to show up with the wine. How do we treat that wine? Is that wine treated like a? Oh, it's really coming because of the carbon. But you buy. But all you're doing now is that wine. So it's as if it's by itself. Or not. So I would have thought, Hov Amar Mar, Minchasam, Vinitzkehem. Minchasam, Vinitzkehem. Right? Balaila, Minchasam, Vinitzkehem, Lamachar, Kinnitzachem Abam, Bifne Atam Dami. If it's brought by itself, Umodir of Shimon de Lo Yardu, and if Shimon agrees, it doesn't come down. Come on, Shlomo, don't say that. Don't say that. It's the Pashtus that's correct. And that halacha, that's correct. In other words, if you bring in the carbon, the wine a week later, if you bring in the wine a week later, right, it doesn't have the dinim of bringing a separate wine carbon. It doesn't have those dinim. Part of the carbon. Therefore, everybody says it comes down except for Rabbi Gamliel. Okay? Next. Elu im alu lo yardu. Here are a list of the following things. Im alu on the mizbeach. These are things that are puzzle. They're puzzle things. However, im alu lo yardu. If they're up there, they don't have to come down. Okay? Halon. Right? A carbon that stayed overnight. Okay? Hayote. A carbon that was removed out of the azara. Atame convert, shenishchat chutz l'zmano v'chutz l'mkomo, right? Or a carbon that was pickle, v'shekiblo psulin, or a possible person was makabel v'dam, v'zarkuet v'damo, or he sprinkled v'dam, a possible person will have the shchita, right? Yisrael can do shchita. So we have avoda number two, Kabbalah Tadam, and then Avodah number 4, which is Rikah Tadam. So Avodah number 3 is obviously same din. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shenishchat Balayla, if the Shechita was done at night, or Shenishbach Dama, or the blood spilled, and he scooped it up, so it touched the floor, which is a problem, because it didn't go through the sharis. Or, v'yatza dama l'chutz l'klayim, or it went outside the curtain, meaning it went outside the azara. Those three cases involve sateri. He argued, and he says in those three cases only, if it went up there, teirid, it has to come down. Rav Shimon Omer lo teirid. Rav Shimon says, oh, they don't have to come down. Shah Rav Shimon Omer, kol shepsulo bakodesh, hakodesh mekavlo. Anytime the psul occurs after its kodesh, it doesn't have to come down. The kodesh is mekavlin. In other words, you can only have pigle after your makadesh, the animal. Right? You're sitting in your house, I can't wait to go to the Beit HaMikdash today, see what's doing over there, I can't wait to do piggle. I can't wait to take that animal. Which animal? There's no piggle yet. Piggle's only when you have an animal, that's kodesh, then I can even boggle it. I can have the wrong mashavit. How can I take out karbonos that are not kodesh? How can I be over the Isser of Yote with non-Kodesh? There's no way. First, that's become Kodesh. Then I can be Yote it. Right? Says of Shimon, if the problem will occur after it's Kodesh, that's not a problem. Yote, maybe even Tame. Yote and Pigle, all these things are going to be fine. What's not going to be fine? Nirva, Robeya, that could occur back in the backyard. So, right, muksa, nevad, all these types of tools. Somebody worship the animal. That right, that can happen anywhere. So those cases, I'm sure we'll take. That's a problem. Lo ha'yipasul b'kodesh. If it didn't become pasul when it was kodesh, meaning it became pasul when it was not kodesh, and hakodesh b'kabel, then the fact that it's now kodesh doesn't save it. Therefore, im olu teirei, that has to come off. I'm not sure. I think we're going to see that on Amid Beis. I think on Amid Beis, and for sure tomorrow, I think we're going to flesh it out more. I think it's not impossible. I think it's in reality. In real. Right? So, it could happen anywhere. Right. The Elu Shaloha Yipsulin B'Kodesh. These are the following things that don't have to happen when they're kodesh. I'll say it like that. They don't have to happen when they're kodesh. Haroveya, vanirva, right? Animal that's sodomized. Hamuksa, a muksa animal, an animal that's been designated for avodah zarah. Nevad, it's actually been worshipped for avodah zarah. Esnan, it was a transfer of a payment for a zona, or mechir, avor v'hamachir, or was transferred for a dog, for a klayim, or it's klayim, it's a mixed, it's an improper breeding of an animal, or a trefa, or it's a trefa, or hayotzi dofen, it was born cesarean, or balin mumin, or a balmum. None of that has to happen on the Beit HaMikdash ground. It doesn't have to happen on the Beit HaMikdash ground. It can happen back in the barn. Sorry. Right? It can happen back in the barn, right? The one second before we get to Rabbi Akiva, the Tosafot Yontif wonders why is a shor haniskal not on this list? Right? A shor that killed somebody. That can't be a carbon. That didn't happen here, it happened back in the back of the house. Right? So why isn't that on the list? Right? So he has a whole lundus over here. Maybe according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Rashash says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that in Bava Kama, that Ashar Hektish that killed is Pater. And Ashar Hedyot that killed it can't be a carbon. I'm not sure the answer. Interesting question. Okay. Rabbi Akiva Machshir Bali Mumin. Rabbi Akiva said Baal Mum is okay. Now, here's the Baal Mum is okay. What he said was, certain mums, if after the fact, it's okay. Why? Because certain mums are very, 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 very slight, very, very minor. And he was making up a very minor mum, bidyeved. Rabbi Chanina took out a kahana moment. What do you mean? My father would take them off the mizbeach, the kahana. I have a tradition for my father. He wouldn't let the woman stay on there. He would take them off. I don't care how small. But every kibashita, they argue. Now, kishem, shem olu, lo yardu, just like if they went up there, lo yardu, they don't have to come down. Ka, so too, if yardu, if they came off, lo yalu, you don't have to put them up. In other words, these are psulim. They're psulim. If they came off for whatever reason, they don't have to go back on. Now, side thing, the kulan, all of these, sha'alu chayim l'rosh ha-mizbeah, they went up live on the mizbeah. Yeah, do that. They come down. Right? And, by the way, ola sha'alsa chaya l'rosh ha-mizbeah, teiret. This is an extra statement. It's going to lead us to the next one. If an ola is brought up onto the mizbeah, it can come down live. Shachta b'rosh ha-mizbeah, what if you shechted it on the mizbeah? It's a funny thing to do. You shechted it on the mizbeah. You did that. So the answer is fine. Yafshit, then skin the animal, the natcha, and cut it up. Dimkoma in it right there, right where you are. That's fine. Okay? That's the Mishnah. It's not a hard doctrine, as you can see. Next. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, why would Rabbi Yehuda excluded three things that the Mishnah said is fine? Right? What were the three things? The three things were, if it was shechted at night, the dam spilled, or the dam was taken outside. Those three things, that has to come off. Right? Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Zos, it says, Zos ki ha'ola. Right? It says, Tzav es Aaron v'es ban of Lamar, Zos Torah ha'ola, Zos Torah ha'ola, hi ha'ola, al mokta, al mizbeach, kol ha'layla, ad bokta, tare elu gimel miyutin. There are three miyutin here. What are the three miyutin? Zos, hi, and ha'ola, with a hey. Three miyutin. Prat, the shirishka tabalayla, one to exclude if it was shechted at night, v'ne shirishpach dama, and the blood spilled, if it goes on, it comes off. Okay? Tosfos wonders, what about everything else on the list? About a Reveya and a Nirva? Why are these different than those? Right? And especially, what about a Miyut, say to be a Reveya and a Nirva? Tosfos says, Tosfos prat, Reveya and Nirva lo tzrichi miyuta, Lev Yehuda. The reason why these need a miyut is because these are normally kosher. Right? In other words, the psul is after its kodesh. He agrees with the same thing that Rabbi Shimon says. What about what does Yehuda say? I have a pasuk, three miyutim, to exclude these three things. Well, what about a muksa? How are you excluding a muksa? I am excluding a Nevat. I am excluding a Rebeya. These two you're excluding? Says the Yehuda, yeah, those other ones, they happened back in the park. So of course those are no good. Don't get off the ground. These, I agree with that principle. These happened in the Beit HaMikdash. You shut it in at night. Why'd you do that? When did you do that? You did that back at the barn? No! It was already Makdish. It was Kodesh. And you forgot what time it was and you shechted it. So he agrees with that principle. Now, the Tanakhama, Rav Shimon, whoever was over here, held that those three are not exceptions. So, why those three are singled out? That's the question. Rav Shimon Omer, Ola, when it says Ola, Ein li ela Ola Kshira. That only teaches me Ola Kshira. Menai l'rabos, Shinishcha de Belayla, Benishmach Dama, Vishiyot Dama, Chot l'Kloyim, Bahalan, Bahayote. We're going to read a very long list now. Rav Shimon Omer. I'll start over. Ola. It says Ola. Ein li ela Ola Kshera. I only know an Ola Kshera. That what? That I'm Olo Lo Teirein. Minayin L'Rabbos. How do I have to include? Shishcha de Belayla. It was shechted at night. Bishinishbach dama, and the blood was spilled. Bishiyata dama chutz leklayim, and the dam went outside of the Beit Hamikdash grounds. Ba'azara, ba'halon, it stayed overnight. Ba'ayote, it was taken out. Ba'atame, it's tame. Bishish chutz lechutzim komo, and his piggle here. Bishikiblu sulin, and a possible person was makabel the dam. Bizarko was damo, and he was zorik the dam. Hanitan and Lamata, Shaitan and Lamaila, you mixed up the blood, you did it below, above, Lamaila, Shaitan and Lamata, above, below, Hanitan and Bachot, Shaitan and Bifnim, did what was supposed to be outside, you did inside, Bifnim, Shaitan and Bachot, what was supposed to be inside, you did outside, Pesach, Machazah, Shaitan and Shalashma, a Pesach and a Chazah, you checked the Shalashma, which is a problem, Menayin, how do you know all these cases, Im Alu, Lotere, Talmud Lomar, Torah's Ha'ola, Riva, Torah, Achat, L'chol Ha'olin, one huge inclusion, Shem Alu, Lo Yardu. All of them, if they go up, they don't come down. Okay? Now, if that's true, Yachol, let's be Marva. Yachol Shani Marva, let's be Marva. Haroveya, Anirva, Hamuksa, Anevad, Esnan, Mechir, Klayim, Trefa, Yotzi Dofen. Let's include all that. All those psulim. Talmud Lomar, Zos. No, it says those. So now, Umar Rosh L'Rabba Zedelu, Hoshi Zedelu. Why are you picking those over those? Right? Ma Rosh L'Rabba Zedelu. Why did you include the first list? Lon, Tame, Piggle. What? All right, so we'll just explain, you know, explaining it again. It's a bright stuff. Ula Hoshi Zedelu. And why did you exclude those? Achar, Shariba HaKasav, Umiyat, Umiyat. Well, there's a Ribuy and a Miyat. So Marbaniyat Elu, I will include those, Shayapsulim Bakodesh. The Psul happened Bakodesh. Umotzi Aniyat Elu, and I will exclude these other ones, Shalohaya Psulin Bakodesh. The Psul didn't happen Bakodesh. Okay? Okay, ready for this? Says Tosfos, the big Tosfos in the Tosfos of Motzi, right? The Gemara Nida that says like this. The Mir of Zos only kicked in if they're Nitzalu after they became Kodesh. Okay? That means that the Roveya happened after it was Kodesh. I told you we're going to answer this number B. What if the Ruveya happened after it was Kodesh? That's when the Pasuk tells me, can't bring this up, it's a Mir. No, those, yeah, not those. Right? What if the Ruveya happened before it even became Kodesh? Exactly. You don't need a Mir. It's a puzzle. You don't need a Mir. That if an animal has three legs, it's not a Mir. Right? So if the psul, the only time there's a miut is if the psul happened, the only time there's a miut is if the psul happened after it was Kodesh. Which, by the way, makes sense. It makes sense. We said on Amud Aleph, I said to you, well, the Roveya happened at the barn. If that happened, it's not called a Roveya. It's called a Roveya in vernacular. It's a Roveya. How luckily is that a Roveya? It's a psul legamri. It doesn't even get the first beat, and then we'll say, oh, now it's puzzle. It doesn't even get the first beat. It happened in the book. Okay, I'm walking to my barn. Which animal can I be makdish now? I want to bring a carpet. I'm very excited. I want to bring a carpet to Hashem. Well, that one, but that one I can't. That one, somebody worshipped it. That one, also not. That one is a nirva. That one's fine. It doesn't even get off the ground. When does it get off the ground? After I get to the Beis HaMikdash, then some crazy thing happens. Some nirva happens. How it happened, I don't know. So listen, Imalu Yerdu? No. Those not. Yeah, Lon, Balayla, Nishbach Adam, that's all fine. But these are not fine. That's what Tosfos said, which I think makes sense. Right? Then Tosfos says, how could all these happen on the grounds of the Vesemitis? How could they happen? How could they be Klayim? How could Klayim break out on the grounds of the Vesemitis? How could that be? Right? You get the question? How could that be? Roveya and Nirva, that can happen. It's on the base of Mikdash. That happens. It's in the pens to other animals. It happens. That can happen. How the rest of them happen? Right? You hear the kasha? Yeah? So that's like this. Rabbi Ananirva, that's easy. That's an easy one. Right? It's on the base of the English ground. And that happens. It's crazy, but it happens. That's not so, right? What? So Tosas is bothered with it. How could somebody worship the animal? How could somebody worship the animal? It doesn't belong to you. No, not in the bar. We're talking about it happened after there was Kedusha on the grounds of the Beit HaMikdash. How could someone worship the animal? It doesn't belong to them. What? What do you mean? Ain adam osa davar she'ain or shalo. You can't ask for something that doesn't belong to you. Right? Now, what? Yeah, in the base of it doesn't belong to me. It belongs to Hektish. Right? Can I walk into your house and start worshiping things in your living room and then it becomes usher? The answer is no. Why? Because I don't own it. It doesn't belong to me. Right? Ask the Tzon Kutchim, but wait a minute. And how can I go to someone else's animal? I wouldn't do this. How could somebody go to someone else's animal and do revere to the animal? Get out of the animal, doesn't belong to you. So let's say I walk into your house. And I worship your living room. Your dining room table. I worship your dining room table. So I ask the dining room table? No. What if I walk into your house, I go into your kitchen, I take your pot, and I cook milk and meat together? Do I ask your pot? Of course. Of course I do. What's the difference? Ain't all the most dovish, ain't all the when it's a physical change, you can't say this doesn't make any sense. I physically have changed it. So therefore, if someone's roveya the animal, he's physically done something to the animal. Is it roveya? Absolutely. I go to Zara, Dolma Machshava. Dolma, you didn't do anything to the item. You bow down to it. You worship it. You put it up on a pedestal. That has to be yours. Has to be yours. You can't do that to someone else's stuff. Right? Has to be yours. So can you go into someone else's kitchen and chafe up the pot? Of course he can. It doesn't belong to you. That doesn't make a difference. Right? It's a physical, it's a very, very important distinction. Right? Very important distinction. It doesn't belong to you. It doesn't make a difference. Reveya, someone's reveya an animal. Well, and on the dog is, oh, such an shalom. I can't ask it. That's crazy. It doesn't belong. It's a physical, you physically touched it. Of course you're going to ask it. So, to get out of that, some say that Tosa's answer is that we're talking about Kachim Kalim, and Kachim Kalim, according to Rabbi Yossi, belong to you. So therefore, you can ruin it. You can worship it. If it belongs to Hakashaka, you can't. We're talking about Machshava, so you have to actually belong to you. How does it belong to you? It belongs to you because it's Kachim Kalim. Kachim Kalim, therefore, belongs to you. Then he goes to explain each one of these. What about Esnan? How did Esnan happen here? How did Mechir Kelev happen here? How did a client happen here? So he says it's all the children of them, and they're all authors because they're children. It's the children of a client. It's the children of an Esnan. That might be author here. I'm not going to show what he means by that. It was Behemoth Kodesh Mu'uberet. Right? It was pregnant. What happened? The animal gave birth on the basement of the grounds. Right? You gave the pregnant animal to the donor, and then the baby. You can think of all these cases of babies. Maybe there's no Kedusha Chal on the Ubar when it's born. It is Chal. You have to think of all these cases, how they could possibly take place on the grounds of the base of Mikdash. Interesting thought. I don't think the premise of Tosfos, I think we all agree with. The Psil has to be created on the base of Mikdash ground. Not back at the barn. That doesn't even get the first beat. That premise is true. To how all these things could happen on the base of Mikdash ground, that already requires some ingenuity. Right? How's a Mechir Kelev happening here? That requires some ingenuity. That's why Tosfos is long. Because he explains each one. Okay? Next. Rabbi Yehuda, Maisi Leit Mehacha. Rabbi Yehuda learns it out of here. was what out of here? The rest of the thing that im alu lo yerdu. The rest of them I learned out of here. B'tnei ma amru lan badam kosher. Why is lina means it stayed overnight, badam kosher. Why? Sharei lan kosher be murin, because you have sometimes a murin could stay over past chatos, right? Now, why do we murin kosher? Lan be murin kosher, sharei lan kosher be basa. Because, can I eat meat for 2 days? Some kavanos can eat for 2 days? No? Sure you can. Some kavanos can be eaten for 2 days. Aye, staying overnight. But it's kosher, it's no problem. Just like some meat is kosher, so too, a murin are going to be fine. What do you mean fine? Fine meaning, if you put them up on the mizbeach, they don't have to come down. So to dam, if they're put up on the mizbeach, they don't have to come down. The Gemara is going to ask, how can you compare something that's the heter, something that's the offer? Eating a carb for 2 days is a mutter thing to do. Leaving things overnight is an usher thing to do. How could you compare apples and oranges like that? The Gemara is going to ask that in 2 minutes. The Gemara is going to change it, throw it out of a puzzle, because it doesn't make any sense. Okay? Yotze, what about a yotze? Where is there ever a time where yotze's mutter, therefore, since I found you one crazy case, where yotzeis are mutter, therefore im alu lo yerdu. With that, shayotze kosher babama. It's kosher by abama. You know why it's kosher by abama? Because there's no din of yotze, because there's no mako. It's in someone's backyard. What do you mean yotze? You can't take it to the front yard. No yotze, right? There's no mechita. There's nothing. What about a tame? Tame is easy. Hovel v'hutar lavodas tibor. Right? Tame. You have, if everyone's tame, then go ahead and bring everything to Toma. At least Toma on a steamer anyway. And what about chutz l'zmano? What about pigel? This is hard. So, ready for this one? Where's there ever a time where pigel's mutter? There is no time. There is no time where pigel's mutter. However, here's what the Gemara is going to say. However, that's what we're here to say. The reason I'm saying that these things in Olu, lo yardu, is because we find places where their mutter a little. So, lawn. We found a place where it's mutter. Stayed overnight. Mibasar. Yote, I found you. Tama, I found you. What about piggle? There's no piggle that's ever mutter. What the Gemara is going to say is that piggle is mutter because everything else has to be done correct. Unless everything else is done correct, it's not piggle. So you see, there's a little bit of chashiva to piggle that everything else has to be done right, so everything else sort of creates piggle. The Gemara is going to say, Hoel umirate lipigulo. Everything else has to be done perfect in order to create piggle. It doesn't mean piggle's mutter. It doesn't mean that. Piggle's never mutter. But you hear what he's saying? Since everything has to be done right in order to create piggle, it's a little bit like it's mutter. Why? Because if you don't do everything else right, quote unquote mutter, it's not piggle. Chutzlum komo, same thing. Hol v'itkash l'chutzlum mano, same thing as chutzlum mano, right? So it's also pickle. What about shekiblu psulon? Bizarko is dumbo. What about a possible person who is mekabel the dam or zorik the dam? Where do you ever find a possible person doing avoda? Very simple. Lahanach psulin dechazal avodas tzibur. We're talking about those psulin that can do avoda. Tzibur. Like who? Like a puzzle. Like a tamei. It doesn't mean Israel. It doesn't mean a woman. It doesn't mean these types of tzulin. It means those types of tzulin. Now the Gemara asks what I told you before. Can you compare meat to dam? Carbon meat, which can be eaten for 2 days because the Torah said so. So therefore to say, well, since I'm allowed to do that, if this is also mutter. No. There's a din, of course, for example, tumah. It's a din. If the whole Chai Yisrael is Tamei, bring carbon steamer with Tumah. That's a heter. What kind of heter is it? Since you have a heter to eat meat, therefore Danim, if all Dam that's one, in Olu, low yard, it doesn't make any sense. The Gemara answers, you're right. Tana, Azos, Torah, Ha'ola, Reba, Samachlei. It's a Reboy. You're right. That's a Reboy. Torah's giving me an extra Reboy to tell me what? tell me that im alu lo yardu. By where? By dam that were left overnight. You're right, it can't be lured out from butter. It doesn't make any sense. So where's it lured out from? Put it out from here. It's a leader. And today's shir was learned with Ilan Nishmat. Chayiv Lima Bat Mordechai, with your title today, Nishama should have an aliyah, and learn should be Ilan Nishmat.